Age Action is Ireland's leading advocacy organisation for older people, and it's urging people in Donegal to make submissions to the Citizens' Assembly, which is now considering the challenges and opportunities of an ageing population. Naomi Feely is Senior Policy Officer with Age Action. Hi, Naomi.
Good morning, Greg.
So briefly tell us why then, and good morning to you, Naomi, briefly tell us then why you think it's important as many people that can have an input into this process.
Of course. So the Citizens' Assembly, the next topic that they're going to be examining are the challenges and opportunities of an ageing population. And we're encouraging people all across Ireland to make their voices heard and the issues that they think need to be looked at by the Assembly in relation to this issue. Obviously, in Age Action, we ourselves will be making quite a detailed submission looking at the issues of care and income, the broader issue of ageism. But we're very conscious that we don't know what it's like to grow older in Letterkenny or in Gweed or in Donegal. So we are encouraging people across Donegal and across Ireland to highlight what they feel is the main issues affecting older people, mm-hmm. but also for all of us who are ageing. So people in their 30s and their 40s, they should have a very strong input into this as well, because it's about planning for an ageing society for all of us.
And, you know, the whole idea of the Assembly is that it's a broad church, but there are specific challenges facing people in rural areas versus urban, and in reverse, of course. So it's important that everything that is considered and received is reflective of the society as a whole, where you live, rural isolation, access to services, public transport, even, I presume, will it consider issues such as, care in the community, those type of things that can affect people, so that we're not stuck in a hospital, a general hospital, a university hospital, when perhaps we could be getting care closer to home, for instance.
Yes, of course, and that's a big issue that Age Action has done a lot of work on the issue of care. And research we conducted last year found that there's a great variety across the country in terms of getting access to supports to remain at home. So we would really encourage people to draw on their own experience of either themselves as a person getting older, maybe somebody in their community, somebody in their family who have had experience of specific issues. And certainly I agree there are a wide variety of issues right across the country. When we talk to older people in rural areas, they really emphasise the importance of transport, enabling them to get in the nicest city or the town just to do their weekly messages or collect their pension. In relation to communications, you know, there's not, in relation to broadband in rural areas, it's quite difficult to access that as well. Okay. So there will be very specific issues that people should raise. One thing I would like to say is that often it can seem a bit daunting to, you know, write a submission, but I'd really encourage people not to be discouraged by that. I had a look on the Citizens Assembly website this morning, and really people are sending in just a short paragraph. So if there's one particular issue that you feel needs to be highlighted from your community, you could write quite a short submission just to have that before the Assembly.
Yeah, you're not drafting the heads of a bill or something.
No,
citizensassembly.ie if people wish to do it online. And even if you are a little bit older and you're not tech savvy, that's what your grandchildren are for, I suppose.
Exactly.
And also you can post into Citizens Assembly, 16 Parnell Square, Dublin 1. We'll retain that info here.
Brilliant.
And also people can check out ageaction.ie. Listen, thank you very much, Naomi, for coming on the programme.
Thanks, Greg.